Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com.
Good morning. This is Grandma Struggles. Oh my gosh, I miss you guys so much. I miss you so much. Hey, though, I gotta tell you something. Teresa doesn't know that I'm coming on here before she speaks or after she speaks. I've gotta figure out how after she's done that podcast. But before she puts it up to give you guys a message before she speaks today, I am so sorry that you have not heard from me and Grandpa Struggles in a really long time. As most of you know, if you've been listening, I'm still making my pies, but Grandpa Struggles forced me back to go to the North Pole to help Santa Claus. Yep, he wanted to go and help Santa Claus because after COVID happened, Santa Claus was just struggling to get all the packages ready for Christmas. So we are still up here at the North Pole with Santa Claus. However, today I'm coming on here with you guys to say hello, and I miss you, and I hope everything's going well, and my segment will be back soon one day. But if you're gonna listen to today's episode, she doesn't know I'm doing this. She really has no clue, but she's gonna talk about how she's moving forward. Let me share with you if you don't know Teresa that well. She is not a person that likes to look back. She takes a challenge on and she moves forward. And as this podcast has gone really, really well for her, and we've done my part where I've given you my story, my life story. I do my little segments where you guys are all calling in or whatever you do, because she handles that part and puts it all together. This is the first time I've done this alone without her. But let me share, that will be back. But she is moving forward and doesn't like to look back, but she takes a challenge on. And I talk to her, like I said, and wow, the surprises she has in for next. She's not a girl that stops. So anyways, I'm gonna go back because I started making some pies because Grandpa Struggles, you know, he thinks me and Teresa talk too much and he just likes to hear the episode. So he's probably thinking when he hears this, Grandma Struggles, just get on with it. So Teresa, I can listen and then go do the yard or whatever. Anyway, so we're here with Santa Claus getting ready for the next Christmas season, and she's gonna be doing something great, but we'll have my segment back on one day soon. I hope all of you are doing well. May God bless you and keep you. Oh, and I have Lamb Chop here as well. Yes, I do. Anyways, you all have a blessed day. And if you don't know who I am because you're a new listener and you've just been listening most recently, go check out my interview where I tell you all about me. But wherever you are, somewhere in this podcast world, you, if you're listening to Teresa, you will hear my lovely voice and all the listeners giving their Bible verses. Well, let me go because I think that oven is getting ready to beep. And I don't want Teresa to really see that this is here. I hope she publishes it without realizing it. Okay, guys. Well, you have a wonderful and blessed day. I miss you and I can't wait to get... Why don't you just start sending more Bible verses her way? So maybe at some point we can get that back in. Oh, I know we've got a few new ones, but we're just holding off. But anyways, God bless you and keep coming back for more. I can't wait for this year's Christmas for all of you to get your wonderful gifts from Santa. Because Grandpa Struggles loves helping, so he came out of retirement because Santa Claus called. Okay, guys, see you next time. God bless.
Voice over on. Voice pause button.
Hey guys, it's Teresa here, as you know, doing another podcast, up and ready. Let's go. We just heard from Blake, so now it's my turn. Hope you all are doing amazingly wonderful. Today is August 15th, 2022. I don't know why I'm really giving you that date, because who knows when you're going to listen to this podcast. But just in case you're wondering when this got recorded, it is August 15th, 2022. I am coming to you today. First of all, I want to thank all the people that are sponsoring me and supporting this podcast. Thank you so very much from the top of my heart to the bottom of my heart. I greatly appreciate it. I'm so sorry that they're not as many as they used to be and that I'm not really interviewing anyone at this point in time. However, the reason why I'm coming to you right now is because one, I try to put up one a month at this point just because I need you guys to know, and I know all of you have been asking because I've gotten some wonderful emails and some messages going, hey, Teresa, when's the next episode? Well, today, here we go, and I'm on the move. That's all I can say is I'm on the move. Yep, my life is changing again. God is always working in all of our lives, no matter what we're going through, good, bad, or indifference. You just got to hang tight and know that he is working. When you feel that he is so far away, I've got some great news for you. He is even closer. He's just working all things out for your good, for his glory and your good. However, I need you also to know that he's always going to be in the midst. Like I just said, he works it all out. So anyways, the reason why I'm coming today, August 15th, because I don't know if I'm going to do one in September. Oh my gosh, I know you're thinking, what? Teresa, no. Yeah, I'm on the move. I know you guys all know that I went to I know you guys know that in January, if you're a faithful listener, that I thought back in December that I got some great news that I was going to go to a blind school in Arkansas. Well, that one didn't work out. I pray to God no one ever goes there. I'm sorry to say that. There was some stuff that happened. It's not time to talk about it. I have a few dear friends that are from there. One in particular that one day we are going to get on here and talk about what happened at the school, how it went, what's going on. But right now, that's not my focus. My focus is really to put my oxygen mask on and to keep moving forward. My eyesight is diminishing more and more each day, but I notice there's even more changes. However, thank you each and every one who prays for me, who's uplifting me to the Lord. I pray too for a miracle. The miracle I would like is to get my sight back. However, if God does not grant me my eyesight back and I lose it completely, I really believe he shared something with me a while ago, and I don't know if I've ever shared it with you guys, so now might be the time to share it. But believe me, I'm constantly praying. I'm working towards doing things to try to help myself. I know I've never told you the story about the ram in the bush, and I was supposed to have the person I call the ram in the bush on my podcast. I talked to him in December right before I left. And I'll give you a little bit of information about that because he wrote a book and we just never did it because life took a toll. He's an amazing doctor. He actually is my gynecologist. He's got a dear friend who's been researching macular degeneration for years. But another day, we'll get into that story. And so I always call my gynecologist the ram in the bush. He tells me he doesn't really know that he wants to be that ram in the bush. And I just laugh. Anyways, Dr. Jeffrey Thurston, if you're listening, hi, I hope you're doing well. I'm doing amazingly well. And thank you for always wishing me the best. Anyways, let's get back on point. So where was I talking about? Anyways, so the school didn't work out. God is working. Oh, that's what I was going to share with you. Anyways, so what I was going to tell you guys is one day I was sitting with God because of course I want my eyes healed. Well, you know I'm doing this podcast. You know that years ago, God told me, especially two years ago exactly, on August 13th, God was like, you now need to tell your story. And then in January, January 15th, that's when I created this podcast and said, okay, let's go. And a few more people are in the midst of all that. Miss Terry Mays, who you've heard the interview with. If you haven't, go back and listen. She's an amazing singer, amazing friend, and just a God girl through and through. She loves the Lord. And her interview was a blast. I love talking to her. And she even sings on my episode. So if you know her as a music artist, you've got to go listen to her sing live for me. Well, it's recorded, but live at that moment. Anyway, so she heard from me and she told me, oh my God, you need to do this. God was already telling me to do this. So that's why all this was created. However, one day I was sitting with God because I was just really struggling and saying, come on, God, why? Why is this happening? What can we do? Why is this going on? Well, as I was praying and the Holy Spirit came back to me and pretty much was like reminding me of the Bible verse in, or the chapter in Matthew. I don't remember exactly where it is, however, where there's these two guys walking along the road with Jesus, and they find this blind man, and they say to Jesus, Jesus, who sinned for this to happen? Why is this happening? Was it his mother, his father? Who? Did he do something? And Jesus said, no, nobody sinned. This was for the glory of God. So then, as you know, he went down to the floor and got some sand, spit on some mud and rubbed his eyes and told him to go to the pool. So, and then the man could see. However, when God was sharing that with me, I really thought to myself, okay, God, I hear you. This is for your glory. This is going to work out in the end because I know what I want to do. You know what you're feeding and bringing through me and into me and working in my soul, heart, and spirit on. So let's just keep going. So as much as I thank you for the prayers, I want a miracle. There are miracles every day, even though we don't think we see the miracle, God is working and he's bringing it to me. But maybe that's what it is. But I'll keep on praying. And for whatever God's will is, that's what I want for my life. And that's what you should pray for your life. As you know, if you've listened to my podcast where I tell you my glory story, my detour story, where I talk about my college years and how I wanted to go to college as a little young girl. And all of a sudden in 2006, when I was going through my horrible time, I even show you how God brought it to play. So he does give you your heart's desire. He just needs to work in and through you. And it's his timing, his glorious timing that makes it all happen. However, so with all me telling you all of this amazing stuff and sounding so great today, I need to share next Monday, August 22nd, 2022, I will be on a plane to Colorado to start again, to try this journey again, to go to a wonderful school. I've talked more to the director than I talked to the people last time at the other school. This really was a school that I wanted to go to. When I was researching schools, there was actually three schools that I was looking into, two that I really knew of, and one at the last minute that people shared with me. And a good friend of mine, who I don't hold responsible because, you know, it's just what happened and maybe there's a greater story for it, who was like, Teresa, this might be the one, because the school in Texas wasn't taking people because of COVID. They had closed down. So, of course, because now I'm living in Texas, that was not an option. Number two was Colorado. However, they were going through a transition period and the state was saying, we can't send you there right now. So then the third choice was this other school, WSB, World Services for the Blind. And I always just wanted blind training. I know they had a certificate program. I thought, ooh, that's a bonus. However, what a disaster. And again, we are not going to go into that until my friend Trish and I have this long talk, which we already have. And one day we'll come on this podcast and share all about my 1 month, her 3 month, how she leaves and I leave, and how I become homeless. Because if you guys remember, I was doing this, getting rid of my home. But God is good again. God is good again. When everybody who promised me things, when I tell you guys, please never promise, and the only promises you can stand on are the promises of God, but people mean well, God brings you the backup plan. You think you have a backup plan, but nope, God brings it to you and he brings it right on time. So then, as I told you a few months ago, when I came back in February, when I did my podcast, I'm staying with this wonderful woman who's helped me through so much. So she let me stay in her home for 6 months. I did all that I could to help her. You know, I didn't stay pretty much with not helping out because that's not me, but God let me stay with someone who is totally a believer, and God said, this is where I want you for 6 months until I start your next journey. Now, did I really know it was going to be 6 months that I would have to wait till the next school? No, I didn't. But God's worked it out in and through. So now, come next Monday, August 22nd, I am off and running to a new school to try and start this over. There's a few people that I need to thank, like Miss Julie Hall, I think that's her name. She's contacted me. She's a listener. Hi there, my friend. She was all like, you really need to go to an NFB school. She wanted me to go to a different NFB school because there's a few in different areas. But it wasn't time at that moment, and I had to do some more research. And at that point, the state was not allowing still for me to go to that school. But once they opened up, Chris Cole was not an option again. That's the school that's in Texas. They're still going through a few things. So Colorado opened. I spoke to the director. We had a great rapport. I asked many questions, and now that's where I'm going. So that's where I'm going to be. So God has me on the move again. So I've learned all my Braille, but now I'm going to learn more stuff. My mobility is the biggest one, and reading Braille, even being a stronger Braille reader, because it's hard to read. It's like I'm a first grader kindergartner right now. Even though I know Braille, I can't read it very well. I'm very slow. And if you guys have listened to me for any point in time, you know the only real reason why I want to read Braille is because I want to read the Bible. I want to be able to come to you and share what I know, my Bible verses. I've tried so many times on my blog post. I do better on my blog post because I can write them in, but it's just so hard to memorize them without really reading them and seeing them. I'm a visual learner. So that's where I'm off and running. So I hope you all are doing well. I hope your lives are just filled with joy. Thank you, no matter where you are, for taking me with you in your car, at your garden, if you're going for a run. Hey, guys, guess what? I have a new challenge with a friend. As you all know, I've always worked out. I've kind of filled you up with, hey, let's try to work out. Let's read Bible verses. Let's do all kinds of things. Well, that's another on the move. I have gained so much weight and I'm so embarrassed. So I don't really show any pictures because all my life I've been into fitness. I've exercised. I've worked out. And then with my vision loss, it wasn't my eating habits, but of course my eating habits went down a little bit when I went through all this sadness and depression with the vision loss because I'm not moving as much as I used to and I lost so much sight. I've gained a lot of weight, and the depression, the sadness, and then the stalker and all those things that have happened because I keep trying. So I'm on the move doing that as well. I'm doing a special nutrition plan and starting to work out and gaining the momentum as well. Thank you to my old friend, but my new friend, for helping me on that journey too. And that's a whole nother thing. I really try never to look back, guys. I really do. But one day, a dear friend messaged me and he actually wanted to be my friend. And I wasn't too sure that I wanted him back in my life. My life, as you all know, but anyone can really find me on this podcast thing. As long as they type in my name, voila, there's everything that's going on in Teresa's life. College friends, high school friends, family members, whatever. I have published it for the Lord. So anyways, he had contacted me and I was like, nope, don't want to get in touch with him either. Don't want to look backwards. I see that everyone's having fun and I'm in this woe is me, but God's got me, but I still am sad. Then I find out some interesting stuff about him and his son, moreover his son, and I can't wait for one day to have him on my show because he gets in an accident just like Luke, not exactly like Luke, but just like Luke, he gets in an accident and he is doing extremely well for the Lord as well. Yep, he is. And if you guys have not catched Luke, he's got his episodes. Search him, Luke Siebert. I forgot the name of his podcast, but he's doing extremely well and has a podcast and serving the Lord and doing all kinds of great things. His book has come out, which I've shared with you. There's so many amazing things with all my friends. Anne is doing really good. She's doing some editing. So if you guys know any editor, if you have any editing things to do, there's just so many things. Reach out for all those things. Go find them. I'll try to put some of the stuff in my show notes. Anyway, so his son, eventually, I haven't talked to his son yet, but I'm really not doing any interviews right now. I'm going to have him on the show eventually too. So anyways, with all that great stuff, with everything going on, I've pretty much packed, living in two suitcases, eating right, trying to exercise, getting on this journey again, going to be moving forward. and see where this goes. In fact, actually, a few days ago, the other person I spoke to was Grandma Struggles. She misses you guys. She hopes you're doing well. She said she was going to surprise me with something, but I still haven't seen a surprise from her. Well, anyways, that's everything going on. So I'm on my way to go there. They're supposedly supposed to. I'm holding them to it because if it doesn't work, I'll leave like a hurricane like I did with the last one. Not that I want to leave, but I really need this journey to get started and me to learn what I need to learn to be a blind person. It's the skills. I know how to be a regular person, whatever regular should be. I usually say normal, but that's just normal is just a setting on the dryer. However, I'm on the move. I'm getting ready to go. They say that they'll help me get my weight down. I'm already working on that with my new friend, old friend. Thank you, my dear friend. Any friend of that I've ever had is always a friend. Sometimes God takes us through seasons, times, and different things. And sometimes things come back, and sometimes we don't think we should go back. I don't like to go backwards, but with this one, God said to me, you need to look more into his story because you will see an amazing young man, and that is his son. And again, we will talk about my good friend's son at another time. So I hope you're all doing well. Thank you again for taking me wherever you are on your ride. If you've got a cup of coffee, I hope you're enjoying it because I, with this new challenge that I've been taking on, am not allowed to have a cup of coffee. So I have a cup of water here sitting with me waiting for me to drink it. But I keep, you know me, I have the gift of gab. So I'm just going to keep moving forward, drinking my water. Thank you guys for listening. I'm going to take a break and then I'm going to come back and just say a prayer. And then we're going to see, hopefully in September, I can do another one. Hopefully I do one sooner than later. I just think it may be October before I do my next one, because I think the month of September may be very busy for me, but I'll try to get one in. I promise the best I can promise, because I don't like using promises, because God is the only one that you can trust with his promises, to get another one up. So hold on for this break. And then when I come back, I'm going to pray and then we're going to close out. And I hope I've given you some inspiration to keep on moving and keep on going. We'll be right back. This is Grandma Struggles, and I live in a small town in the North Pole by Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Yep, that's where me and Grandpa Struggles live. But today I want to tell you, when I'm struggling, my favorite Bible verse to lean on is Jesus Wept. It is the smallest Bible verse in the Bible, and it's in John chapter 11, verse 35, and it comes from the NIV Bible. Okay, guys, have to always do that sponsorship segment because they're still paying me, which isn't amazing. I just think, oh my gosh, we changed it and then it wiped out the other one. So, you know, the other one I liked as well, but this one's not bad. So anyways, so we had to do that. We got that out of the way. Now, all I want to do is really say thank you to listening and really lift up a prayer for all of you with myself, as well as just thanking God. So let's go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, today I come boldly to your throne, to your feet, to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. I do not like the challenges. I do not like the struggles, but I know you're in the midst of it all for me and my listeners when they're having a hard time, Father. I hope you help them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, from the left door to the right door, from the front door to the back door, from the left to the right, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, all around them, Father. If they're in their car, at the gym, in the garden, at work, if they're eating lunch, having dinner, just wherever they are, Father, I know you'll protect them. Have no weapon formed against them. And Father, if anyone's crying or not understanding what's going on, Father, please put a special hedge of protection over them as well. Father, I am so thankful for who you are and what you do, and that you gave your son for our sins to give us grace and mercy. And I, for one, will never take that for granted, Father. I just wish that my listeners, if they don't know who you are, that they will recognize who he is, your son, and how he has saved the world before it's too late, Father. I know that there's lots of things going on in the world and we're forgetting about you, Father, but I will never forget about you because you are the beginning and the end, the Omega, the one, Father. I just thank you with all my heart for all that you do. I know I don't have to worry or make my yoke harder because you are carrying it. You tell us to rest, Father. You tell us that if you take care of the birds and the flowers, what more would you do for your children? So I thank you for all of that, Father. I just thank you for everything. I thank you for trusting me to do a podcast, to share what I am going through with the world, to show you how wonderful you are and the glorious things that you will do in and through me to share with the world. I some days don't like what I have to go through, but I know you are in the midst of it all, Father. I thank you, as always, for all that you do. Father, I just pray again, no weapon form against anyone. And thank you for being you, Father, for loving us unconditionally, even for when we don't deserve it, for taking care of our sins even before we have sinned. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, so that's the end of this episode. This is episode, I have no clue. Sorry. I thought I was doing a better job at labeling them. Nope, but this one's called On the Move Again, or On the Move. And I don't know what Grandma Struggles was going to share with me, but she'll be back someday soon. I promise, or I hope. I mean, I would like to do some interviews again. I'm hoping that I just got to get all this training done, all this school stuff done, and wherever God lands me next, we'll see. Is it back in Florida? Is it going to be moving to Colorado? Is it coming back to Texas? I don't know, but I'm not going to worry about any of it. You please don't worry. Take it up, lift it up to the Lord every day. Remember, He is there for you. He is better than anyone. Everyone else will leave you or forsake you, but God will never leave you or forsake you. You may think He's not there for you, but He is. So I pray today that God keeps you, He holds you, and whatever you're going through, keep looking up, keep knowing that He's just looking down on you, waiting on you to call on Him. Remember, He's like a 7-Eleven. He's always open. He's better than any best friend. So as you pick up that phone, pick up the phone to heaven and speak to God and know that Jesus is on your side. All right, guys, I know I have the gift to gab. If Grandpa Struggles was here, he'd be saying, okay, Teresa, enough, enough. So have a blessed day and thank you to all my listeners. And if you have some Bible verses, I know when I was speaking to Grandma Struggles, she said that she found a few because she checks up on all that because, you know, her and Grandpa Struggles are learning them too. You know, teresa-blessing.blog is there as well. Send me a recording and to teresa-blessings@outlook.com. I think that's it. Anne does a great job when she says support this podcast and all that stuff. You'll hear all that stuff in one of the show and one of the messages on this recording. So have a great day. And again, may God keep you and hold you until we talk again. Peace out.
Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gafante. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.